Last week, we discussed Israel's Passover in Egypt as a foreshadowing of Yeshua's death on the cross. He died as the perfect sacrifice for the sins of mankind, fulfilling Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread, the second of the seven festivals of God found in Leviticus 23. Through his death, Yeshua inaugurated and put into effect the new covenant. This week, we will consider the third of God's seven festivals, Shavuot, the Festival of Weeks, a harvest festival celebrating the wheat harvest. It occurred 7 weeks and one day after Passover, 50 days later. Shavuot is also known as the Festival of Pentecost from the Greek word for 50. According to Jewish tradition, 50 days after the Egyptian Passover, Israel had crossed through the Red Sea and arrived at Mount Sinai. In Exodus 20, we read of God's giving of the Ten Commandments to Israel, his introduction of the Torah, his instructions for living. Afterward, Moses went up the mountain to receive the two tablets written by God's own hand. The giving of the law at Mount Sinai commemorates the first Pentecost. As the years passed, Israel continued to celebrate the festival of Shavuot, Pentecost. But they were not faithful in following God's Torah, and he punished them by allowing foreign nations to capture and carry them off. Through Jeremiah, he said, "Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Adonai when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." And God activated his new covenant with Israel through his son Yeshua's sacrificial death on the cross in about the year 30 CE. During the 40 days following his death and resurrection, Yeshua said to his disciples, "For John immersed with water, but you will be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, not many days from now." Soon thereafter, he ascended into heaven. The disciples returned to Jerusalem and spent the next 10 days praying in the upper room, the place where Yeshua had celebrated his last Passover. Then came the day of God's festival of Shavuot, Pentecost, and Yeshua's disciples were gathered at the temple to celebrate his festival. Acts chapter 2 tells us about a mighty rushing wind and tongues of fire, and then this: they were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach, the Spirit, enable them to speak out. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, another of God's promises through Jeremiah was fulfilled. God said, "But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. It is a declaration of Adonai. I will put my Torah, that is, his instructions for living and his laws, within them. Yes, I will write it on their heart. I will be their God, and they will be my people." What is the significance of all this? At the first Pentecost at Mount Sinai, God wrote his instructions for living on stone, symbolized by the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. But at the Pentecost, 50 days after Yeshua died for our sins, God wrote his laws on the hearts of those who had trusted in his Son. To the crowd assembled at the temple, Peter said, "But this is what was spoken about through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Ruach, my Spirit, on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." We are living in the last days, and we have been given the Spirit, which comes from the Father and the Son, to enable us to walk in his ways. At Mount Sinai, God's laws were written on stone, but through the Comforter promised by Yeshua, God's laws are now written on our hearts. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be upon you. God's peace.